Hi, I'm Janet.
Hi, I'm Steve. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? It's so good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going now. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Wrinkled Sheets. Hi. If you haven't listened to us before, we're Wrinkled Sheets, and we appreciate it when you listen to us. I'm Steve McGrew. I'm a comic, and this is my girlfriend.
Janet.
Janet. Janet is the girlfriend that talks on the podcast.
Yes. What the hell?
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah. The dog likes you better than me.
I know, and I hate when the dog comes over here because she gets all up in the keyboards and
stops
stuff. Both of them do. The cat actually stopped the podcast the other day right in the middle of a very important podcast.
When I'm on, it's just okay. But when Dude That Talks Filthy is on, it's very important.
You're talking about Gavin McInnes on my podcast, Remasculate. Yes. Yes.
Very important.
Very important.
Well, I'm just chicken liver.
Well, you, I can get back on and go, hey, let's do it again. Or I come back.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. This could be the last time we ever.
This could be the last Wrinkled Sheets. This could be the last Wrinkled Sheets. Because you just made me feel like I'm easy.
Like,
I don't talk filthy, so I am
you
not.
You should.
I'm not going to.
You should.
I'm
go
not.
Ahead. Let the F word fly. Just
no
do it once. Come on.
Feathers.
Oh, that's not it. Fire truck.
So it's, again, been a hot minute since we recorded a Wrinkled Sheets.
How long has it been?
I don't even know.
It's been about a month. I don't know why you want to wait so long between podcasts. And then you wait late at night. Then you're like, come on, let's just do this. Let's get it over with. Come on. So, hey, here we are. Hi, everybody. It's tuned in on Periscope.
Wrinkled Sheets.
We're doing it live tonight. You're listening to this on the podcast later, but right now it is live on Periscope. So
I feel like we need a drop cloth to cover up all that mess.
You do?
Yes.
You don't think people like to see our studio?
Those are my winter clothes.
Yeah.
That's the cat boxes for when they travel.
And you know you're talking to the Periscope people and not the podcast people.
I know.
Oh. All right.
That's fine. They can envision it. Use
try
your
to
brain,
envision
people.
It. Envision it, podcast people.
Yeah. So it's Wednesday. It's hump day in the middle of Miranda week.
Wow. That just spiked the. You're going to have to explain
Miranda
to people what Miranda week is.
Special week in my life. It happens about every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when Miranda Lambert comes within a driving radius of Denver. Most of the time she comes to Denver. It's been 5 years since she came to Cheyenne and I had to drive. Because it's quite a drive from Parker to Cheyenne.
2 hours, I think.
Yeah. But I'm going.
Oh, you're going.
I'm going solo.
And you're going solo. You're going without me.
And you're okay with it.
And I am okay with it. I'm sad that you would like to do stuff without me.
No,
I mean,
you're
if that's
not
the way you want to have this relationship, is doing things solo, well.
Really?
No, I'll tell you why. Because the last time we went to the Miranda concert, you about drove
about
me
it
crazy.
I know. I drank too much. We've talked about this
I know
several times.
There's
I
always new
much
listeners.
I know. I drank too much, and I got a little out of control.
A little? The police were called.
No, they weren't.
Well, they should have been.
Seriously. But yeah, I get really super excited when it comes to country music concerts. And when I don't have to drive, my threshold for using my brain and drinking too much, it all gets jacked up.
That was the mic. Yeah, that's the mic again. Yeah, so she's going to go by herself so she can scream and jump up and down and do all that kind of stuff without me. See, I'm a person that enjoys, if I go to a concert, I like
you
to
actually.
You want
to stand in the back.
No, I want to sit down.
Oh, well, that's lame.
Yeah.
I'll be standing for like 5 hours straight.
I know. And then you got mad at me because I didn't want to stand. Why don't you want to stand up? I go, because the people standing in front of me are blocking my view. That's if everybody would sit down, we could all enjoy a nice musical concert.
If we wanted to go watch a nice orchestra or a nice play, yes. Not a rockin' awesome country music concert. Woo!
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, she's going solo.
Is that like foreshadowing?
I don't know. But I do want to have a question.
You want to have a question?
I have a question. Why is everything a week Like, it's Miranda week. It's Miranda. Why can't it be Miranda day? There's something about
it's the build-up.
I don't know if it's just you or if it's just chicks in general that just have, it's my birthday month. Everything's longer for women than it is for guys. It's like, this is Miranda week and birthday month. And this is, you know.
I don't know. Does that bother you?
What is that about?
Does it bother you?
No, I'm just asking a question.
It's awesome stuff that in our lives that we want to celebrate for an extended period of time outside of just a day. Hey, guess what? I was born. You should freaking love that for an entire month. And that is Janet month is in July because my birthday is on the 27th.
It is Janet month right now, ladies and gentlemen. Janet month.
And
yay!
It crosses with Miranda week.
Oh, it intersects in the world.
It's like freaking Christmas without the cold weather.
All right. Well.
Does it drive you insane?
No, I just have noticed this before that people, you know. You're not the only one. I've heard other guys go, oh, yeah, my girlfriend's saying it's, you know, anniversary month.
Well, we don't celebrate that. I celebrate me and Miranda. We're like kindred spirits. She just doesn't know who I am.
At all.
At all.
At all.
That's okay.
Now, I do like, speaking of country, I do like the new one that you
Casey Musgraves
downloaded.
Pageant Material.
What's the name of the album?
Pageant Material.
It's very good. The entire CD was very good. I was actually like, what? It's over? Play it again then. Because I was pleasantly surprised, and that was a surprise shock. Shocked. I was pleasantly shocked.
Last year, when Casey came to town, I was like, Casey Musgraves, woo! You're like, oh, thank God I'm out of town.
Yeah, thank God. Well, that was when she was still doing that. What was that song? What was that?
Follow Your Arrow?
Yeah. That one. That was a good song. I just go like, I can't imagine.
Dolly Parton loved it.
Good for Dolly.
Yeah, you love Dolly.
Good for Dolly.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, she just signed a deal with NBC to do a new movie.
I know, and she is the one that revealed it to the child actress that's going to play her in the Coat of Many Colors thing.
Oh, is that what this is? I didn't know. I just saw a thing on Facebook that said that Dolly had signed a deal with NBC for a new
Coat of Many Colors.
And somebody's going to play her?
And the little girl.
Aww.
Yeah, and Dolly's the one that told the little girl.
Aww.
Yeah, can you imagine?
So they're going to put just like big boobs on this little girl or something? Or
no.
Oh.
Boobs don't happen until puberty, babe.
Well, I think it'd be funnier for a Dolly Parton movie if you had like a 10-year-old that looked just like Dolly.
I saw something. Can I squirrel?
What?
Okay, when I was getting my nails done a few minutes ago, I was watching a television program and they have boobs for a day, like where you can get injections for a day to like go from like a 32A to a 32C just to see what it's like.
Wow.
Where do you do that
and how much is it?
I don't know. But it's like they just throw a bunch of fluids.
Where did you see this?
Entertainment Tonight. Yes. Yes.
So they inject it with fluids, like going to
and they just make it boobalicious. So you can tell if you want it or you want to make that first impression on that first date. I don't know.
That's kind of like false advertising then.
So is the padding in most of my bras.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are cells in insane asylum with less padding. I'm teasing.
No, he's not.
I'm teasing.
No, he's not.
How do you know if a bra fits you or not?
I get the right size. I make sure there's like an inch or two of padding. Today, super padding.
It's super padding day. Do you have days you feel like you need more than others?
Yeah.
It depends on what you wear.
I want to feel like prettier. So I'm like, boom.
So Miranda week is padding week. Is that what?
No. It just, it fell on today. I grabbed the bra that had the padding.
Mm. Speaking of boobs. On the cover of the new Rolling Stone, you may have seen this, is going to be Kim Kardashian on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Is that bad?
It's bad. It's horrible. And people are just going apeshit about it.
Why?
Because they've lost their credibility as a music magazine. That's what Rolling Stone started out as a music entertainment magazine. And everybody's like, what does she have to do with music? She's never
She's
done it.
She's married to Kanye West.
So put him on the cover. So that's what everybody's like. Why is it? It's just a picture of her, like in a super low cut, like
So when was the last time that you talked about Rolling Stone?
Never, because I quit reading them a while back because they'd already turned into People Magazine.
But now you're talking about them again.
True, but it's in a bad way.
But still,
bam,
they're being talked about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just pointing out what people are saying.
I don't buy a Rolling Stone. I won't buy this Rolling Stone, but it creates chatter.
Well, can't they create chatter by actually having something like a really good article or finding a new band like they used to instead of just sensationalizing like any type of media in the world? They've now lost what made them the edgy Rolling Stone magazine.
But that in time that happens to magazines. They fall into this like rut of trying to keep up with all the other magazines because nobody's really buying magazines. I think the last time I bought a magazine, we were at the cabin with no cell phone reception, and I bought People because Channing Tatum was on the cover. I bought a couple trash magazines that were half-truths, but it was entertainment. I would never buy Rolling Stone unless Miranda Lambert was on the cover. Sorry.
Did you actually read these magazines?
Yes.
You read them?
Yes.
You didn't skim the article?
I did initially. Uh-huh. When you have three magazines, you want to skim to make sure there's nothing earth-shattering that you're missing. But then you go back and read them.
Okay. Because I didn't know. I saw you when we were fishing. We were looking through them.
We were not fishing. You were fishing.
Well, let's go to that story. I was fishing with my two-pole stamp. So I got a license.
That means he has two poles and he can use them both at the same time. Did you pay extra for that?
I did.
Okay.
I paid extra so I could use two rods and reels when I fish.
And this was on our way back from a day out and about. You're like, can we stop and fish? And I'm like, sure, whatever.
It's been a good
day. I'll take pictures. And I didn't have magazines yet, so I was kind of bored.
And on this outing, you were sitting there just bored, and you decided...
I was like, hey, do you want me to reel that in and recast it?
Yeah, well, you're just sitting there. If you're bored, yeah, go ahead, reel it in and cast it out again, if you
want
to.
And I did that like three times.
Yeah, you...
What's 70 divided by 3?
Well, that's a lot. I don't know, but...
Because I paid.
She's saying 70 because she got a...
Fishing without a license ticket.
Fishing without a license ticket. She is a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. She belongs in prison.
You've been arrested. I have not.
The guy just came out of the woods, the game warden, goes, I was watching you in the woods.
Wait. He said, how's it going? And I was like, he's fishing. I'm not. And he's like, well... And he caught me in a lie. And I wasn't fishing.
You weren't fishing.
Three times. And then I'd gone to the car to get another beverage.
And I'd even said to you, if a fish is on there, I will reel it in.
Right. I was just recasting.
And I told him that you were basically just watching my pole for me because I had a two-stamp license.
Don't touch a pole without a stamp.
And that's what he said. He goes, I was watching from the woods.
I gave that lady a ticket, so I have to give you a ticket. And I'm like,
yeah, but she was fishing.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was fishing.
I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah, I was pretty annoyed.
Oh, $70. You know how much
And then I thanked him.
You did. He goes, well, have a nice day. And you went, okay, thank you, you too. Aren't you supposed to be nice to a...
Too nice.
But you said he was very nice.
He was very nice. He could have been quite the ass, especially when I lied.
You lied to him.
I didn't think I was lying because I wasn't fishing. You were fishing. I just cast three
And I told
times.
Him. I said to him, she is just watching my pole. And he goes, I saw her throw it out and reel it in.
That's fishing. That is the definition of fishing according to the Colorado Wildlife whatever
Throwing
Association.
Throwing it out and reeling it in.
And that gets them $70. And do you know how much a fishing license is for a day? Like 25.
No, it's actually less than that. I think it's like $7 or $8.
Shoot me.
Yeah, I think it's really cheap.
So guess
cheap
who's
for
not
day.
Getting a fishing license for the next 10 years because I'm sticking it to the man? That would be me.
You're sticking it to the man?
Yep. I've already got my $70.
Who knew that Janet was able to actually stick it to the man?
And outside of our vlog, this is the first time I've talked about this since it happened.
Mm-hmm. How's it feel? Is your criminal past catching
breaking
up with
law,
you?
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
I learned my lesson. And now I'm, like, watching my speed limits because, you know, they all come in, like, groups.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know this. He told you, he goes, well, it's a point system. And you have so many points and so many, many more. You could lose your fishing privileges in the state of Colorado.
Hunting and fishing.
Hunting
so
and?
I can't shoot deer because that's what I do. I don't.
You hunt without a license too?
No. No, I like eating venison, but I would never, ever shoot Bambi. Ever. Sorry. You go, hunters.
Yeah. Go, hunters.
But I'm... just to see that life drain out of their eyes.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh. Well, let's go on and tell them what a good fisherman that I was.
You're kind of a wuss. You caught 11 fish and did not take any of them home.
No, I caught...
Because you felt bad.
I did. I felt bad. They were not... They were...
You are demasculated.
I am remasculated.
Not with this podcast.
Yeah, I am. Because I'll tell you why. The fish were not quite big enough. They were legal limit. They were kept, and I had them on the stringer, did I not? I put them on my stringer and had them, and I thought, you know what? We got ready to leave. These fish could be bigger. I don't want to just go, okay, I caught fish, because I got pictures of them. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
If they're this small, I don't want to have to eat three to be full. So
right.
I thought, I'm going to turn them loose, and I'll try again next year.
There we go.
So that's, to me, that's kind of a manliness of do you need to fix your microphone?
No, Rain just pushed it over.
I know, but if you want to straighten that right there. Right, see the knob right in front of you? That one, yeah. That knob right there, loosen it. No, move. There you go. She's fixing this, ladies and gentlemen. I know she is. And then...
It's top heavy.
It shouldn't be. I don't know what's going on.
It is.
Anyway, sorry about that.
No worries. It's technical difficulties.
But we're back.
We are back.
We're back.
We're back. So that was our 4th of July weekend. We went fishing and caught tickets and such.
Anything else going on in your world?
Well, I talked about Miranda week and Janet month. And, ooh, Lay's has released their new flavors that you get to vote on.
Oh, I love that. That goes along with our Pringles flavors that we've been doing.
Yeah, you got to watch our vlog because Steve does not want a thin girlfriend. He lets us have Pringle challenges and then doesn't throw away the Pringles.
I like a thin girlfriend. I just didn't expect for you to eat all five years.
You know me. I have no self-control when it comes to food. None. Not at all. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I have none.
Do I need to lock up the food?
Just throw it all out. Leave me lettuce and celery with a little bit of ham.
Will you eat that, or you just call Chinese?
Well, see, I suck. I do. But anyway, so for the third year running, Lay's potato chips has its new batch of fan-nominated flavors. The potato chip company chose four finalists from millions of fan flavor submissions. Last year's winner was wasabi ginger, which we love.
Yeah, so good. That is some delicious crap right there.
So here are the four finalists that you can vote on. Mm-hmm. The first one, it's Wavy West Coast. Or, hold on. Wait, that doesn't make sense. All right, Wavy West Coast Truffle Fries, Southern Biscuits and Gravy,
ooh,
New York Reuben, and kettle-cooked Greek Town Euro won for the four finalists for this year. And it's the fans who nominated the flavors now have the chance to win the ultimate prize of $1 million. So say you came up with, I don't know, what do we like to eat that's not already a potato chip?
A jalapeno hot dog omelet.
There we go. So say you came up with a potato chip flavor
jalapeno hot dog omelet.
And it made it to the finals and it won, you would receive $1 million.
But none of those flavors sounded that good to me. Let's go over those again.
So, first, they'll be on shelves on my birthday, which is the ultimate day of the year, July 27th, through October 18th, when consumers can taste and vote for their favorites. And before Lay's revealed the flavors, they sent ABC News a sneak peek of the mystery chips, and you can watch the video online of the people trying them. So, the first one is Southern Biscuits and Gravy.
Okay, I like biscuits. I like biscuits and gravy.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. I don't know where that came from.
Me either, but I do not like big butts, and I cannot lie. I like biscuits and gravy.
Are you calling me fat?
I don't think biscuits and gravy would be that good. Not for a chip. It's great as biscuits and gravy.
You just call me fat.
No, I'm talking about chips and...
Yeah, as
it's
a
like
chip.
Those sodas that we saw at the candy store. It's like just because you have the flavors doesn't mean they're good.
Right. The next one is the West Coast truffle fries, which I think would probably be the best out of the four.
Possibly.
The next one is the Greek Town gyro.
That might be good because I do like a good gyro.
And then the final one is New York Reuben.
And I can't think Reuben because I'm not a big Reuben. That's sauerkraut with rye, right? I think that's on a Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if that'd be a good chip either. But then again, that's not we're not those locals, and we're not that kind of people that I crave a good Reuben.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a Reuben person.
What would be a good flavor for you if you were just thinking
air?
Of, what
air right now? Because I'm feeling kind of chunky, having a fat day all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Why?
I am a girl.
You have these days a lot. Do everybody has to put up with this? Is this like a thing that guys
I'm
have
sorry.
To...
I'm sorry. Does Steve have a lot to put up with here?
Well, you said you have a fat day, and I said you have those a lot.
Yeah, so do you. I've never heard a man talk about feeling fat as much as you do.
Well, I'm manorexic. I admit it. I will totally admit it. I pay attention to what I try to eat and put in, and then I won't eat like... You'll be like, you want something else? No, I'm not eating for the rest of the day. That was like 1,000 calories for lunch.
Right.
And you'll be like, you're not going to eat anything else?
All right.
But is that bad that a guy watches it instead of just being like, yeah, give me another cheese fries.
Good.
Give me another.
It's good. It is good.
Would it you rather good. Have me be one of the guys? That
no,
like,
I don't want you to be
you
fat.
You want to go to a softball game? You know?
Wow, threw that at me. I could just take half my clothes and dance in front of people. Do you want me to be that girl? No.
How much can you make?
Son of a biscuit. So we're talking about these odd chip flavors.
Uh-huh.
I found another article about the 10 worst product flops of all time.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I am. What are they?
Some.
I feel some feistiness coming out of you now, girlfriend.
So from McDonald's.
McDonald's, yes. Go for it. Yeah.
In 1996, they had the Arch Deluxe Burger.
They had the Archdiocese Burger for a while.
No, it was the Deluxe Burger.
Okay, go ahead.
And it was a new quarter pounder. Which the company marketed as decidedly adult. This new jumbo burger comprised of lettuce, onions, tomatoes, ketchup, and mayonnaise Dijon mustard on a potato bread roll. McDonald's spent nearly $100 million on advertisement and marketing for this new burger, which was a significantly greater amount compared to what they spent on anything else. And there's mainly two reasons for its failure.
What's
first
that?
Was that the burger was priced at $2.29 in 1996, which was considerably higher than the Big Mac, which was at $1.90.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second reason was the advertisement campaign that McDonald's used. The TV ads, billboards, etc., all showed children making grossed out faces at the burger instead of showing satisfied adults.
Oh, so their advertising choice was wrong. Like, this burger isn't for kids.
No.
But it just, to people, it looked like, ew,
yeah.
That's gross.
And that's a subliminal message that goes into the brain. The next thing was from 1990. I don't quite remember this one, but it was from the Coors Company. It was the Coors Rocky Mountain Sparkling Water.
Oh, I don't even remember that. And I was here.
Yeah. So the Coors Company argued that since its beer was so refreshing, why shouldn't it sell packaged spring water as well?
Exactly.
This decision must have seemed quite right at the time. After all, back then, there was a growing trend towards alcohol moderation, accompanied by a growth in the bottled water segment. Coors even had the bottling infrastructure and distribution logistics in place. Coors' venture into the market of non-alcoholic beverages, Coors Rocky Mountain Sparkling Water, however, turned out to be a huge disaster. Huge.
Huge.
The most probable reason for this was that Coors Rocky Mountain Sparkling Water had used a similar name and label as that on the Coors beer. Yep. Then in 1992, Pepsi came out with Crystal Pepsi. I remember that.
You liked that, didn't you?
I did. It was new. It was different. In 1992, I was 11. So it was like something exciting and fun.
11.
Yeah. And it marketed it as a healthy beverage. They spent more than $40 million towards the cause. They even obtained permission to include Van Halen's hit number one Right Now in their TV advertisements. Do you remember that?
No.
During the first year of its release, the new Pepsi recorded very good sales, figuring about $470 million. However, most of these were not due to the attributes of the new beverage, but instead due to public curiosity.
Yeah, that's that big jump of, well, I'll just give it a shot. And then it drops off.
Yeah. So Procter & Gamble in 1979, before I was born, they came out with Clairol Touch of Yogurt Shampoo.
Touch of yogurt. That doesn't sound like a good shampoo right off the bat.
Well, way back then, back in the olden days in 1979.
Yeah, way back then. Way.
Yogurt had
Your hair smells like Greek Eros.
Nah.
That was the name of that shampoo.
Yes. Yogurt had emerged as a new trendy food item at the time, but few women opted for the new Clairol Touch of Yogurt Shampoo. This was mainly because they already had a preconceived notion that yogurt application to the hair would be messy, sticky, and most of all, smelly.
That's what jumped in my head as soon as you said it.
Yeah.
Well, that I don't remember yogurt. I guess I sort of do, because I remember my friends eating yogurt, and I'm like, what? That's gross. What is –
What did you think it was?
I didn't know. I just knew it was culture. Like the yogurt was – it had live cultures in it, you know.
It's good for your stomach.
I know that now. But
in 1979, you did not know
like,
that.
Ew, what is – that's not ice cream. That's like cottage cheese or something.
I love cottage cheese.
Fuck for cottage.
Hewlett-Packard made a big fail in 2011 with the touchpad.
Oh?
I don't remember that. HP organized several big promotional events and spared no expense in the promotion of the touchpad. However, consumers showed hardly any interest in the touchpad. They announced that it would be discontinued barely 49 days following its launch.
Was it an actual tablet or computer? I seem to remember the touchpad being like this little pad that had a dot in the center of it. Do you remember that red dot?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember those? That was your mouse on a pad at the time? It was like this little...
This was their attempt to compete with Apple's iPad.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Oh, then I don't remember that at all.
In 1957, you were how old?
I was young. I was really,
but you were
really
born.
Young. I was like a zygote or something.
Ford came out with the Edsel.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, but I remember hearing about it.
So it was named after Edsel Ford. Henry Ford's only son, who passed away in 1943. This car was targeted towards consumers looking to upgrade to a higher-end midsize vehicle. They spent a lot of time and money on this, but the economic slowdown in 1957 had plummeted the sales of most other car manufacturers such as Buick, Dodge, Mercury, Pontiac, etc. And in November of 1959, after sustaining a loss of $350 million, which is huge in 1957, Ford announced the end of the Edsel program.
$350 million back then. That was maybe like $1 billion today.
Probably a couple billion, like maybe 10.
Holy crap.
That's insane. In 1998, PepsiCo came out with Wow Chips.
I remember Wow.
It contained significantly less calories and fats as compared to normal potato chips. And in 1998, it reached $347 million in terms of sales, making it the best-selling chip. But it turned out the Olestra consumption led to diarrhea.
Made you poop in your pants.
What did they call it? It was like anal leakage.
Anal leakage. It was the first time. It would just ooze
stomach
out of your
cramping.
It would ooze out of your butt without even.
Yeah. And they even poured in $35 million in attempts at counteracting the issue. But yeah, it went away. They renamed Wow to Light in 2004 and tried hard to cover up its continued use of Olestra, but it failed.
Did Olestra go away? Does it say there? Because I remember it popping onto the scene.
The chips were discontinued.
Yeah, but I wonder if Olestra is still being used somehow, some way, so as a fat substitute.
It's probably in our stevia or something.
Part of the problem with that is you need fat for your taste buds to work. That's one of the reasons that they always say that real fat in an ice cream makes the taste better.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that little bit of... I'm not sure how it actually works. I'm talking out my butt now, but because I know it. But it's
are you leaking out of your butt?
I might be. Oh, Liesta. But it's It's the combination of the flavor and fat that makes your taste buds work.
I do love a good fatty steak. Mm. That's why I'm a fatty. Mm. In 1993, Apple came out with the Newton Message Pad. Do you remember that? I don't.
No, but I remember Newton.
It failed. In 1985, Coca-Cola came out with New Coke.
It failed.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
In 2006.
I don't know why they attempted that at all. Like, because Coke was great. It was number one, still is probably around the world. Why do they think?
Well, Pepsi had changed its flavor several times and managed to gain a significant amount of market share through it. So Coca-Cola spent over $30 million developing and perfecting their new formula.
Oh, so they assumed we can do what they're doing.
Yep. In 2006, Microsoft came out with the Zune.
I remember that. I had one.
Because you gave it to me for a gift. And that failed.
I'm surprised the Zune failed. Because it really is just an MP3 player.
They lost $1.3 billion in 2006. Ooh. And another $1.9 billion in 2007.
How do you, as a company, how do you lose that much money and stay in business?
Not a clue. It's Microsoft.
Like, how much profit are you making?
We have Microsoft all over our house, don't we?
Right. I mean, this is a Windows operation. Your laptop is Windows operation.
We don't have Apple laptops.
No, the only thing we have is Apple phones and iPads.
Yep. Mm. Crazy. Mm. So what do you got to talk about?
My new car. I want to talk about my new car.
What's up with your new car?
I got a new car. You're going to try to grab the cat and your microphone's going to fall over.
You want to grab the cat?
No, I didn't. Well, don't want him on the table. Get off the table, cat. Rain, get off the table. This is what we deal with all the time. This is the way this production goes. This is a great production, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a jacked up production.
Well, I found out that my truck needed work. Let's tell the whole story.
Let's tell the whole story.
My truck needed work and thought, I don't want to get it fixed. If I got to pay to get it fixed, I would just as soon take that money and put it as a down payment on a new
something.
Which is a
very smart idea.
Thank you. And so I thought, oh, I will go look at a Mini Cooper, a little Mini Cooper, because I've always wanted one.
At least the last 10 years.
At least. And I know they're not super manly, especially after driving my Ford F-250
diesel. Austin Powers got laid all the time, and he drove a Mini Cooper.
Austin Powers never got laid. Ever.
Didn't he get laid a lot?
You want to shag, baby? Yeah. No, I think he was constantly asking. So,
I just assumed.
You put the grr in swinger, baby. Yeah. No, I don't think he got any. I went down and said, all right, I think I want a Mini Cooper. And I picked one out. I was all ready to go.
But it was not the perfect Mini Cooper.
It was not the Mini Cooper. I was just going to go with, like, it's a nice one. It's got the dual sunroof, and it'll do. It's your basic Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said what they would give me is for trade-in on my truck, and I went, holy shit, can we go look at another Mini Cooper? I might upgrade.
Right.
Because I didn't expect to get that back for my truck. I mean,
Your truck must have been pretty awesome.
It was an awesome truck. I mean, seriously, brand new, it was like a $50,000, $60,000 truck. I bought it used myself. Uh-huh. But that's what they are, you know.
Right.
But I thought, I owe $10,000 on it. Hopefully they'll pay it off. Maybe you give me a few extra.
They gave you a lot extra.
Yeah, they gave me a lot extra.
So you were able to get right into an all-wheel drive Mini Cooper rather than just front-wheel drive.
Dude, I got an all-wheel drive.
Four-door. Sport.
Sports package. Got the shifters on the steering wheel.
I don't understand what that means.
It means you don't have to move your hands off the wheel. You just hit it with your thumbs. It'll shift gears.
That seems lazy.
That's kind of a racing thing.
Oh, so don't be racing that thing.
No, but that's the sports package. I got the sports package.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm not only did I get out of my truck, I got into something new, and I got better than I wanted, and I still got lower payments.
Yes.
So This is one of the few times I actually feel like I got a good deal on a car. I hope it doesn't come back to, like, poke me in the ass. But I really feel at this point I got a good deal.
I agree. No, it's a great car. We took it up to the mountains this weekend to test it. And
it drove
great. I think
it great.
Performed well. I drove it for a minute and vroom.
What did you think compared to your Kia Sportage? What did
My
you
Kia
think of
Kia Sportage does not have power. It just doesn't. I have come to accept that. But yes, yours has power.
You punch it and it...
I don't need a punchy car, though, because I'll get in trouble. Because I get frustrated with slow people and I, like, pass them and...
Yeah. And one of the things that I haven't figured out, and this is the fun of having a new car, is you don't know where anything is mm-hmm. or what it does.
Do you know where the turn signal is?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But what, like, don't you know?
Like the windshield wiper.
You don't know where that is?
I know where it is now.
Oh.
But I don't know. There's different level. Like, you know, sometimes you have to turn for different speeds.
Does your fast go really, really fast?
The fast goes much faster than yours does.
Mine does not go very fast.
Yours is jacked. Yours doesn't even, like, wipe rain away.
So I'm looking at buying a new car eventually soon.
What are you thinking about getting?
Not a Mini Cooper. We're not going to be a Mini Cooper family.
We could be a Mini Cooper family. There could be two in the driveway.
I've been looking at a Jeep Renegade. Who's going to have the manly car? I'm just kidding. It's the wussiest Jeep of the whole Jeep family.
But you want a pink one.
If I can, but if I can't.
What is it about this that made you, like, it jumped out? You saw it and went, I want one of those.
I saw it on the it wasn't a commercial for the Renegade. It was a commercial for Jeep, and it was on the very end of the line, and I was like, what is that car? I love that car. And it was like 5 seconds and gone, because it was the end of a commercial, and I'm like, what is this? So I'm like, Jeep.
Go.
And I'm like, Renegade. It's like a cross between a Kia Soul mm-hmm. and one of those Toyota Hummer-looking things.
What is a Hummer-looking Toyota thing?
You know, the Toyotas that roll down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The big ones.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it
yeah,
either.
Yeah, my hairstylist has one. And I don't want one that big, but it's like a step below that.
Why did that jump out at you?
I don't know.
As a girl, was it something in the design of it?
I need some testosterone in my life. I don't know. I cover myself in pink and glitter, and maybe my body's like, hey.
You got to get out of this.
Yeah, I don't know. But I saw it, and I was like, booyah. But I haven't even test drove one yet. We went through this. We've gone through this a couple times now. Because I'm like, I want a Kia Soul. I test drove the Kia Soul. I'm like, I love it.
But they couldn't. One.
It wasn't smart to do it at the time.
They didn't give you a good deal.
And then I saw a pink bug, and I'm like, I want it. And I drove it, and they couldn't give me a good deal.
Not only did they not give you a good deal, they actually were one of the worst experiences ever in a car dealership.
And
ever.
The bug had no, like, bells or whistles.
No.
Nothing.
And that was what I was telling you was the difference between the guy that sold me my car
yeah.
this time, and the one that was selling you or trying to sell you the bug.
Ralph Schomp rocks.
Yes. They were just laid back and cool and nice and didn't try to – he wasn't even trying to tell me anything about the car while we were test driving. He was
yeah.
like – he was just sitting there looking out the window, and I go, what does that do? Oh, that's your sports button. That'll – but riding with your guy, he was kind of like, and the shape of, and the shape of the back window is designed so you don't even need a washer because it'll slide right off of this window, and you don't need
power seats
because that's just something to break. And that guy that was just talking
horrible.
To talk – When you were, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed this better because it was a test drive. Like, the guy just happened to be there in case I had a question.
Right. That's how it should be. But, I don't know. We'll see. Just because my Kia does not have very much power, and I have a gray car, mm-hmm. and I think that is the worst color for a car.
Why did you buy a car that you were not absolutely happy with?
It had
with?
A Bluetooth? My car at the time had over 200,000 miles on it, and you are not a mechanically inclined person. And I'm like, crap, if this breaks, I got nothing. I don't know who to take it to. So I'm like, I'm going to go test drive a Kia. I had done research. Kia, reliable, cheap.
Keyword right there.
Perfect. And I drove it, and I'm like, I could do this. And then they're like, we can get your payments exactly where they were. And I'm
you're like, do it.
Okay.
Well, I remember you buying that car.
You were in Vegas.
I was in Vegas. You bought that car in less time than I had lunch.
Yeah.
And that is an absolutely fact.
They got me.
Paulo Gatta, I remember this, like, he picked me up at my hotel. You called me as he picked me up and said, I'm going to go look at the Kia. I was still at lunch. I hadn't even gotten the check yet for lunch. And you go, call me. I got the car. What? You went and looked, made a decision less than an hour.
I was a sucker. I walked in with a paid off car and I had $500 to put down. Two very awesome things to a car salesman.
Wouldn't you have been happier, though, if you said, I have this paid off, I have $500, and I want exactly what I want?
I had never had a brand new car before.
So you were happy.
And my big thing is I wanted a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And air conditioning, because air conditioning had broke on my car. So.
Yeah, I think of all the stuff I was looking for, because I wanted Bluetooth. That's what I kept asking my salesman. Does this have Bluetooth? Yes. Does this have... I don't think the one I ended up with
has the Bluetooth you want.
Bluetooth I wanted.
But it works. Like, you can plug a cord in and it'll play your phone.
Right. It has the auxiliary where you can plug your...
Which is better than I had before my current car.
Yeah. But I really was looking forward.
I know.
I got so excited about the car itself and the deal itself and that the sports package that I totally forgot about.
So in 6 months, when we talk about your car, you'll be like,
Christ, it doesn't have any fucking Bluetooth.
But you'll take it to Car Toys and get it pimped out.
I don't think I can.
What?
Yes, this is something else. There's a sticker on my windshield. I need to reread it, and so I want to word this correctly. There's a sticker on the windshield about if you do anything, like add on.
It'll void your warranty.
Yes. Ooh. There's a thing in there about sticking with Mini Cooper approved. It says something about the electrical system.
Oh, shoot.
So I was like, I don't even know if I can do anything to it. I saw this cool thing on Amazon that replaces the whole radio speedometer thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's $500, but it goes in the center, and it is a whole package, like a DVD has a screen and the touch screen.
Wait,
for Pandora and all that.
You don't need a DVD player in your car.
No, I don't, but I'm saying this is a cool...
Right.
You've seen those, where this has the navigation, the GPS is built in, and it has the touch screen for your apps, Pandora and all that, but...
It'll void your
that
warranty.
That voids the warranty.
So you don't need all that crap. You have the auxiliary. It works.
We listen
to my phone music in your car. It's fine. You can make calls.
Yeah, because my truck had the same thing. My truck had one. I went and had a cord put into my truck because I had a 2007.
Right.
And I went to Car Toys, and they put in this adapter that they put into the back of the radio that comes out that plugs in and charges your iPhone. All in one. And that was like $150. But now I'm thinking I was going to do it, but now that may void the warranty on my...
You need to check it out tomorrow when you go in to say hi.
Right. I have to go in and drop off my second key to the truck. So I will check on this and see if I can do anything to it.
Right. You know, we made some progress in our relationship today.
Oh, we did? How is that?
Yeah, 5 years. And... We're going to share car insurance.
Oh, my God.
We've been together 5 years, and we are going to share car insurance. Are you okay? But your insurance guy reassured me that it is not going to affect
what
us.
What did you say to him? Because I heard you go, that'll scare him off.
Because he was like, I'm going to list it as this and not this, because if I do it like this, it'll be common law marriage. He said something that was like, if I do it this way, it'll be like you're married and blah, 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 because your insurance is together. But he's doing it so it's not.
Oh, okay. Because I just heard you go, no, because that'll scare him off.
Right. And that's what I said to him, because he,
Well, he just called and said, because I was putting my new car on the insurance, and he goes, well, how come you don't just bundle with your girlfriend? I could probably get you a multi-discount.
And how many girlfriends have you had since you've been with him? He should know the answer to that.
I don't know.
I don't.
I have never. But That's what it did to me when he said it. I was like, well,
Janet's here.
Let me ask, I guess.
You still have time if you don't want to commit to sharing insurance.
No, it's going
to
save me $200. I'm doing it.
It's not saving me shit, so.
But it's saving me $200.
I have to write you a check every month rather than Geico.
Right, but let's look at it this way. If it saves me money, it trickles down on you.
Oh, does it?
It's a tinkle down theory.
Tinkle. Because it's going to tinkle on my head.
If I have extra money, that means we actually have
extra money.
Extra money. If we want to go out to eat or something.
Yes.
If I need to buy you a coffee or a green tea, I have extra money that I can splurge
Diamonds?
On you. Diamonds are a lot more than $200, and we don't have that kind of cash just laying around.
I found a great article when it comes to relationships. 15 honest questions the person you marry should be able to answer.
Oh, shit. Well, it's been fun. I enjoyed doing the podcast. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching.
I feel like I just got rejected.
What are the questions?
You got a low battery going
there.
Low
battery.
You
even
must
though
not
it's
be
plugged
charging.
In. I know.
Boo.
So anybody's watching on Periscope, if it goes,
it might
if it
die.
Dies, we love Yay. You. Thanks for tuning in if it dies. Okay, what are the
All
questions?
All right. The first one, why do you love me?
Why?
Yes.
Because you're a good person.
You have the time you act like I'm grumpy. And
you
grouchy.
Are grumpy, but I didn't say you're not a good person. Did you hear the words that were coming out of my mouth? Did it say anything
not.
About grumpy? I said
no.
Because you're a good person. Next
there
question.
We go. Why do you want to spend the rest of your life with me?
Because you haven't tried to stab me in my sleep.
That you know of. I'm just kidding.
Right, that I know of.
Will you do your best to keep the romance alive?
I do that every day of my life. I never wake you up and go, hey, you just farted.
Because I don't fart. What are you talking about? Will you grow with me and not away from me?
If we keep eating the way we are, I am growing with you.
Will you stick through the rough times?
They're rougher than we already had.
Have we had rough times?
Oh, it's been horrible. It's been.
I didn't know. I guess I'm sitting over here in my pink world not knowing. Are you willing to lose some battles in order to keep the peace?
Yes.
Every
Always
day.
Pick your battles. Just whatever. What's the saying that Dr. Lore used to say about pick the hill
know.
You die on or something like that? Or yeah, she had something
Whoa,
like that.
Oh, that's very intense. Yeah. Can you promise to put us ahead of everything else? Next.
I can do my best.
Will you be sure to remind me how much you love me regularly?
I do. I touch you with it all the time.
Oh my God. I think I'm asleep farting. Can you promise to do all you can to keep the spark alive? I feel like that's a redundant question from before.
It sort of is, isn't it?
Yeah. Will you support me if I can't support myself?
I do that now.
Bologna and cheese. Like I just said, we've never joined anything. Everything is separate. If you were to dump me today, mm-hmm. it would be very like easy. The only thing I'd have to worry about is who would take care of the cats.
I didn't say it. I said support you. Like who is it that's like, all right, I'll buy this. I'll get that. Don't worry. I'll pay for groceries. Don't worry. I'll get this dinner. Who?
I am very diligent at keeping it fair.
I know.
Because of our age difference, I do not want the GD label.
What?
The gold digger label.
Oh.
I am not digging for gold here because there's not any gold to be found.
You ain't nothing but a gold digger.
Wow.
You ain't nothing but a bro.
Will you promise to continue to pursue your personal goals and dreams?
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
I do. I am. I think we work good at that.
Will you not allow yourself to let go?
Don't ever let go. I'll never let go. Thank you, Titanic bitch. What was? Remember that whole lie?
This is about letting yourself go. Don't let yourself go.
Oh, don't let yourself go.
Yeah, don't.
Well, that's what we're talking
weight.
About.
Yeah.
I'm manorexic. We just had this conversation.
I'm not.
Are not manorexic.
I need to
work on not eating. Janorexic.
I'm not janorexic. If I'm the first to go, will you be there with me to
I'll
the
never,
end?
I will never remarry.
Again.
If you die, I'll...
Wait, we're not married.
Okay. That's what I said. I'll never... What?
Is this a promise you made to your ex? I'm never going to remarry after you.
I will never remarry.
And that is why it's 5 years. Okay. Can you promise me that if my time is cut short, you'll continue to live on for the both of us?
I will.
Will you go to Miranda Lambert concerts?
No, but
will you celebrate July as Janet month?
Yes. I will.
You're not going to go to Miranda Lambert concerts?
No, but I will.
Whatever.
I will.
I don't take you for serious then.
You don't?
No.
Do you take him? Do you take this man for serious? Is that the new vow? Do you take this man for serious? I do. I'm serious. I don't even think, you know, when it comes to vows, I think they should just have a cop. They should.
What?
You don't even need to be have a preacher. You should just stand in front of a cop because your Miranda rights. Miranda? You're Miranda. Think about it. I saw your face like, Miranda! It's Miranda week!
Whee!
Think about it. Your Miranda rights are the same thing as your wedding vows.
Yeah, the rights remain silent.
Anything you say can be used against you.
I haven't gone through those vows. I don't even know what they are. You've been through them 3 times. What are they, Steve?
I don't even know.
That was the problem.
That probably was the problem. But think about that. Those Miranda things are exactly what would help a marriage. You have the right to remain silent.
Be quiet.
Be quiet. Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Always.
Always.
You said I was fat.
See that? See? You don't even need a pastor. You need a lawyer and a cop. My client refuses to answer that.
But I'm his wife.
Not yet, ma'am.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. All right, so I brought a lot of stuff to the podcast.
You brought a lot, and I'm very, very happy about that.
You didn't think I would.
I did not.
We've
been putting this
butt.
Off.
Huh? You're like, you grumpy butt.
No. No. Are you happy with the vlogs we've been doing?
I got bored with my part.
I know. You haven't been shooting anything?
I got nothing to shoot.
Like the other day when, but you love watching the vlogs.
Like watching other people.
Yes. But we do the same thing, and you're like, well, you shoot it. Well, you need to shoot.
GF versus GF did a twister challenge.
I saw that. I saw that. But
Jenna Marbles did a yoga challenge. I don't think you could do that.
Well, these are the
could not hold me on your
back.
But
these are the challenges that they're talking about. I'm talking about the everyday vlogs that people are doing.
Yeah.
You don't shoot stuff.
You don't shoot stuff either.
I do. I shoot all the time.
Then post your vlogs.
I am. Most of it is from me. If you look at our vlog, most of it is from me.
Nobody wants to see me.
Lying sack of shit. Now.
You called me a piece of what? Poop?
Yes, because you're lying. You just don't want
to
shoot.
I got nothing to say.
I don't understand. Like, you, why are you bored? Are you bored? Or is it just life doesn't feel good to you?
I don't feel like I'm nothing I'm doing is entertaining.
Really?
Yeah.
So people just tuning out right this second? I guess this is shit that I'm tuning out. This isn't entertaining.
No, but like the other day,
we were walking around downtown. I'd never been down there. You could have been like filming, showing me the look at this restaurant. Oh, look at here's Union Station. You were like, yeah, I was down here the other day. Yeah.
Is that what I look like on the vlog?
Yeah, I was down here the other day, and Metro member, I had to go. We're videoing.
I thought you were taking a picture. You were like, I'm going to shoot a picture of you.
No, I said, I'm going to shoot this.
Oh, well, I thought picture, and then I stood
that's
there.
That's because you weren't in the vlog mode. That's what I understand. Why aren't you thinking? You have to think about vlogging.
Because I think, like, moments with you, I want them to be romantical and fun, and vlogging is not romantical.
It is if you're having fun doing it. If you're having fun together, hey, look over here. Hey, do this. Hey, instead of just like, oh, you shoot it if you want to.
I'm sorry.
You need to shoot more.
Okay.
The people have actually said that, where's Janet? If you look at some of the ones, they'll go, where's Janet?
She's in a cubicle. She's in a cubicle. I will work on it. I promise.
You promise?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yep. And our vlog is at Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out yet.
Wrinkled Sheets.
The challenges are doing good. Like when we shoot these challenges.
We got some challenges we need to film.
Yeah.
We got the jelly bean challenge. I'm excited.
Well, one of the vlogs that's done great is what the hell's on your face.
I don't understand why that did so well.
It's got like 140-something views on it right now. It's just you with, what is it, a mask
like
or something?
Yeah, a facial mask, but it looks
pretty. Do those really work?
I don't know. Do I look younger?
Do those really work?
That's a no.
Well, I don't know because it's you. You go in there, you put it on.
I don't know.
When you take it off, do you go, oh, that feels better, I think that looks better?
Sometimes.
Or is it just one of the things that girls are, we should do masks.
Right. We should get our nails done. We should get our hair done. We should tan.
Well, you should. But is it one of those things that...
How are those Magic Mike abs coming along?
They're great.
On Magic Mike.
You've seen Magic Mike twice.
Twice.
It's out now.
It's a goal for you.
If you want to do a little review you haven't done it.
Amazeballs.
Go ahead. Review Magic Mike. Go ahead.
All right. So the first one I didn't like that much. I was kind of disappointed, kind of dark, kind of real.
You liked it.
No. Like, it was a sad story. There was a story behind it that was sad. Magic Mike XXL came back with a vengeance and made up for all of the sadness and darkness of the first one. And yes, I did. I had two separate girls' nights. I went and saw Magic Mike twice. And I will probably buy that movie.
Why?
Because it's freaking hilarious and fun. And yeah. And we can learn the dance moves together.
I don't think so, Oprah.
Yeah. I'm magic. Magic Mike.
So I hope it's better than the commercials. Obviously, it must be, right?
You probably would not like it.
Because the commercials looked horrible.
Why?
They just did. They just looked like
really?
Horrible. Yeah.
The commercials like made me want to go see it even more. His gas station water bottle explosion moment.
Yeah, that just looked like stupid and cheesy to me.
The story around that is freaking hilarious. I'm not going to tell you because it would ruin the story. But the reason why he's doing that is set up very well and is awesome.
All right.
Trainwreck is coming out this Friday.
With Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
And you have an interview for your podcast, right?
Yeah.
You want to plug that?
Yeah. So go to twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm hoping to post it whenever I can find the file. Because you edited it for me, and there's a lot of files on our desktop. I don't know where it's at.
Well, tell the story. You got to sit down with Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I was like closer than I am sitting with you right now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And it was a long table.
It was the night after she was on David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I checked her nails and same nail polish, everything.
Did she need a fill?
Yes.
Okay.
It was definitely a shellac. But yeah. Anyway, she was busy. She's very busy. And she just had the premiere on the red carpet recently within the last couple of days. And she has a GQ cover coming out where she's like Star Wars and like sucking on the gold character's finger.
Uh-huh.
And she's on Glamour magazine.
The gold character?
I didn't watch it.
CP3O?
Okay. CP3O. And... She's on the cover of Glamour magazine. That girl is taking over the world, and she's freaking hilarious. If you don't believe me, you gotta like go on YouTube and find her interview with Ellen.
Well, how come every time we watch the show, you'll turn to me and go, okay, that wasn't one of the best.
Okay, it's not every time.
That wasn't the best. It's not every time, but you do that a lot to me.
Her season finale, she had another girl.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like the other girl that was singing
that
vulgar
big
stuff.
Chubby girl grabbing
it's
guys.
It's not even the size that matters.
That's what I'm describing.
Yes.
I'm not saying
like that, but I love Amy Schumer. She is hilarious.
She was the like just boobs singing dirty songs. And
yeah.
You like and turned it off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. It was vulgar. I don't like vulgarity, but Amy Schumer, she can be vulgar, but she doesn't. Like, sometimes she'll cross the line, and I'll be like,
too much.
Other times, it's just funny. Like, well, she was like, I'm a chunky girl, but guess what? I'm still getting laid.
I'm still getting dick, I think is what she said,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Just say it.
I can't.
God.
I have.
So you've seen the movie, and you will review it when it comes out. I know you can't do it right now because legally we're bound by the studios right. when we go see these screenings.
Right, but I love Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Female
oh, no, that's
comedy.
That, that's good. Yeah.
What do you think of Chelsea Handler?
She's gone.
Yeah,
she's
you
done.
Don't like
she's...
vaginas in comedy.
Yeah.
You don't really like vaginas in comedy.
No, I do.
Who do you like that's a vagina in comedy?
Paula Poundstone, Kathleen Madigan. I like people that are just funny. They could be a comic. They're just comics. It doesn't have to be like, my boyfriend's penis is so, it's no. It's just they're doing stand up just like stand up.
Oh.
There's a big difference. That's why guys always go, chick comics, because there's like, you ever buy tampons lately? Hey ladies, have you ever, what do you prefer, cardboard or plastic? You know, there's a difference between like guy comedy and chick comedy. Does that make sense?
Right. And I find the chick comedy to be very hilarious.
Yeah.
Like
and,
my Stephanie McHugh, chick comedy, I laugh.
Right. Now, Stephanie, I think, is very funny. Stephanie's got some great, great lines.
But it's all chick comedy.
A lot of it is. Well, no, hers is more, I will say chick comedy, hers is more relationship comedy. It's about her ex, raising kids, and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So it's not so much like, ladies, are you with me? Ladies, when you go to the doctor and you have to slide down on the table, you know, it's that kind of...
Gotcha.
Does that
okay.
make... Okay. All right.
Yep.
So you will review this on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on your next podcast, possibly?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're at an hour. Let's wrap up and tell them how to find everything. And
Wrinkled Sheets. Wrinkled Sheets the number one on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets the number one at gmail.com, PinkBarb27 on Yahoo and on Twitter, Steve McGrew anywhere. Just Google Steve McGrew.
Just
you'll
Google.
Find him.
Yeah. I am everywhere. I'm like a magic microphone.
Nope.
XL. Magic microphone. XL.
Without the abs.
Are you trying to hurt my feelings? Is that what? You know, I try so hard to look good for you.
You just don't eat. You got to work out.
I try so hard to look good for you. And this is what I get. Ladies and gentlemen, see what I put up with?
Oh, my God.
All right. I guess we'll go now.
We'll go now.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you next time on Wrinkled Sheets. Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat because you listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Bye.